Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your closing bell brief for Monday, January 23rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A possible slowdown in interest rate increases put U.S. stocks in rally mode. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 254 points, or 0.75%, to close at 33,630. The S&P 500 was up 47 points, or 1.2%, and the NASDAQ finished 224 points higher, or 2%. Investors poured into stocks after we reported that Federal Reserve officials are set to consider a smaller quarter percentage point lift at its policy meeting next week. The market has rebounded to start 2023 as investors predict moderating inflation will encourage the Fed to ease its interest rate increases and potentially cut rates later this year. Investors are also awaiting a busy week of earnings reports, with nearly a fifth of S&P 500 companies due to announce quarterly results. Among those is Microsoft. Shares rose 1% today after the company said it's been discussing investing as much as $10 billion in the artificial intelligence startup OpenAI. Elsewhere, the S&P 500's information technology segment was the best-performing sector in the index, with chip stocks moving higher. Advanced Micro Devices was up 9.2%, and NVIDIA rose 7.6%. Spotify shares rose 2.1%. The streaming company is laying off about 600 employees, or roughly 6% of its workforce, as part of broader cost-cutting measures after the company went on a spending spree during the pandemic. And the average U.S. price at the pump has ticked upward for four straight weeks, according to GasBuddy, with reduced global supplies and quickening oil demand in China pointing to more hikes ahead. The average U.S. retail price edged up more than 11 cents last week to $3.39 a gallon. That's up about 30 cents from a month ago. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.